working together to keep you on the move.
And I have Elmore Times 2 joining me this morning for our time to talk about what's coming up for Theater Bartlesville. Joni, the microphone is more in front of you than it is Jason, but welcome both of you. Thanks for coming.
Well, thank you. I brought my cohort in crime with me this morning.
Really?
Yes.
Is there a crime we should be talking about?
Well, probably not.
It's a crime if you miss the next show.
Absolutely, okay. And that goes for you, Charlie.
Yeah. Okay, and when is the next show, by the way?
Well, the next show is, what we're going to talk about today is Home Dinner Theater.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, now the next big show at Theater Bartlesville will be in February, and this is going to be incredible. It will be The Grapes of Wrath by Frank Galati, and he is the playwright, and we're going to do an epic performance and presentation of a very historical show that's very important to the Oklahoma backdrop of the Dust Bowl. But right now we're looking for some time to speak with you about the Home Dinner Theater that's coming right up.
That's been an annual occurrence for Theater Bartlesville for, I'm not sure, but a number of years, and you get the opportunity to get really up close and personal with your audience with that one.
Well, it's a fabulous experience. Actually, we dropped this little part of our yearly events a few years ago. I mean, we did home dinner theaters in other venues, but we did not do it in a home. But we have called back the fact that we are the only home dinner theater in Bartlesville, and we've called it back to a lovely country home of Dr. and Mrs. Lori and Jeff Allert. And we will be having a wonderful experience there in their beautiful home, and we will be doing something very special.
I'm sure, because Theater Bartlesville always brings a quality performance along. And I think dinner theater is just, the atmosphere is different. People are already in the mood to have fun. They're somewhere along some good food, and food and entertainment have gone together since ancient Greece.
Well, absolutely. We pride ourselves in the cuisine. Lori Allert is a fabulous cook, and she has some assistants that help her as well. I believe the lady that's helping her this year's name is Karen Wiggins, if my memory serves me correctly.
I shan't dispute you, because I don't know.
Okay. Well, Lori's a wonderful cook, and I didn't bring the exact menu in front of me, which I probably should have thought to do, but it will be elegant cuisine. It will be peppercorn sauce and medallion of beef, autumn salad. I believe that there will be asparagus spears, homemade rolls, chocolate ganache and raspberry sauce, and a great array of drinks and other things that will delight the senses.
Excellent. So before any actor has spoken a word, you've already had some great stuff.
Absolutely. The meal will just be tantalizing, but we have another addition this year. We are asking Anne Jeanette and the Evolution, which is a wonderful band of jazz music. They play live, and they do a wonderful renditions of Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald and Nat King Cole.
A group with which you have no influence whatsoever.
Well, I do a little bit, but they will be providing music of that era, because the show that we're going to be showing and presenting will be 14 is the name of it, by Alice Gerstenberg. And it was first written in Drama Magazine in 1920. So we are kind of going back to the 20s, 30s era, and providing that atmosphere for our guests as they come into the Allert home to experience the entire three-in-one experience for the evening.
And because you've got the music of the era and a great meal, I mean, people are going to have a wonderful time, and they haven't even seen the show yet.
No, absolutely not. So they walk in the door, they're greeted by wonderful hosts and hostesses. They're invited to imbibe if they prefer. If they prefer not, that's fine as well. We'll have something else for them. And then we begin the dinner portion of the evening, which is just delightful, with the jazz music and the dinner music right behind them to provide that atmosphere of just wonderful experience for them.
Sounds like a great deal. Tell you what, I'll take a quick break. We'll talk about the production and invite people to buy some tickets.
Yes, we want to tell them all about that, because this is actually a fundraiser for Theater Bartlesville.
Every nonprofit which Theater Bartlesville qualifies needs fundraisers, and if you can have a good time and get it done all at the same time, I've got a winning combination. We'll tell you more about that in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church will be hosting a gathering fellowship with Denise Lopez Saturday, October 29th at 405 South Cherokee. Tickets for this event are $29 and include luncheon, shopping, lots of complimentary take-home gifts, holiday ideas for the family, entertaining, reducing stress, and keeping the reason for the season in your holiday activities. Tickets can be purchased online at mybfbc.org or by calling 918-336-6172. Doors open at 11 and tickets are limited, so purchase your tickets today.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And AM 1400 K1, we continue with our discussion of what's coming up for you with Theater Bartlesville and the Dinner Theater production. It's a fundraiser, but the show is 14.
Yes, it is, by Alice Gerstenberg. And like I said previously, it was first released in 1920 in the drama magazine. It's been a piece that has been used a lot in competitions. Mm-hmm. And it is very delightful in that the setting is in the 1920s and 30s in a very prominent home in New York. I'm going to give Jason a little bit of an opportunity to tell you a little bit about the history of that era, because he's interested in that and can come forth with and produce a little bit of a setting in your mind about what's going to be happening.
Okay, Jason, thank you for coming in.
Well, it's good to see you, Charlie. Good to be here, always. Yes, 14 is a very crisp, classical one-act comedy. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting. The setting would be the ritziest place, maybe Park Avenue in New York. The time is 1920 in history. And as you recall, 1920 was the first year for Prohibition.
It was on this date in 1919 that the Congress overrode President Wilson's veto of Prohibition. So kind of ties right in with this date in history.
Yes, it does. So there is a dinner party being thrown. The number 14, the title, is also the number of guests that are planned for.
Okay.
There is a blizzard that happens in New York on that particular day, which throws things all awry. Now, the main character of 14 is played by the lovely Joni Elmore, and she plays Mrs. Pringle.
Okay.
And I get to attend to her as her butler, Dunham.
I love that part.
I can see why anyone would.
And Dana Gore plays her daughter. And so this is very high society, white gloves, crystal, elegant wine, etc.
And they did high society and white gloves very well in 1920.
Yes, they did. So there are a number of surprises and madcap comedy, as people call, and cancel or leave notes and everything. And it throws Mrs. Pringle into quite a difficult place, and it's very well acted by Joni.
Yes, well, my daughter is a debutante, knows very well all of the precise items that need to be on the table and such, and it is my desire as Mrs. Pringle to marry her to one of the more prominent men in the city. So that is my quest, and of course the blizzard begins to mess that up deeply, and then all of the comedy ensues.
And of course, when you mess up the guest list, that means that the pool of eligible bachelors goes down as well.
Yes, but there is a wonderful surprise at the end, but the guests will just have to come to Home Dinner Theater to find out about that.
Well, I certainly would not want to give away the ending to a suspense-filled story.
Well, we don't want you to.
But the comedy, I don't care how complicated the overall plot gets, Theater Bartlesville has a great reputation of always finding and executing the comedy very well.
Well, thank you. We couldn't do it as well without our wonderful artistic director, Shelby Bramer, who absolutely can pull things out of you as an actor or an actress that you never knew were there. She sees artistic precision in the text and is able to help the actor interpret that. So we appreciate so much her spending the time with us to get this particular show up on its feet, running, and hopefully just bringing laughs and hoots galore.
Now, because any theatrical production, the stage area. I don't want to call it a set because you really don't have one in a home, but the stage area is kind of integral to how you present a show.
Well, yes, and it is very, the Allerts have a lovely home, but the area that we perform the show in is somewhat small, and the cast is right there. So it's very intimate, just like our theater experience in our venue. You have that intimate experience up close and personal with the actors right under your nose, basically. So it is a neat experience.
Well, and I can easily see the opportunity, without knowing how she's going to direct the show, opportunities for actors to go through the third wall, the fourth wall, and interact with the audience.
Absolutely. And the pre-dinner music of all of the tunes of the era, done so beautifully by Anjanette and the Evolution, will be a wonderful addition to the atmosphere that we present there. And this is a fundraiser for Theater Bartlesville, mm-hmm. our only fundraiser that we actually say, hey, this is a fundraiser, so come to Home Dinner Theater. It's a wonderful experience, and this is something that we offer our membership at a reduced price than mm-hmm. just the regular person who might want to buy a ticket. So this is a perk for our members.
And in the ticket pool then is offered first to members?
Yes, we do, but we have it open to everyone mm-hmm. right now. We have a number of wonderful reservations, but we still have reservations open, especially for Thursday evening, November 10th, mm-hmm. and we do have seats left for Friday evening, November 11th. So we're coming right up on this wonderful fall experience.
We'll go out and vote next week, and you'll hear the vote count Tuesday evening, and then if your candidate is successful, you can go celebrate with the theater. And if your candidate is not successful, you can still go celebrate.
Well, you don't know how many times I've thought about that already.
So it's an opportunity, and with Prohibition, I don't know, there's got to be a way you can work politics into the script somehow.
Maybe so. Dinner drinks are free.
Jason, have you had the opportunity to, as a cast member, kind of help out with the history behind the show, bringing the whole behind-the-scenes approach to the cast in there?
Well, not so much to the cast, but our director does a good job with that. But for me personally, I've done a little bit of personal research, as I do with any role, mm-hmm. and I want it to be authentic. I want to realize that what's going on in 1920 historically, with Prohibition just kicking in, you know, the gay 20s, the high society, all of that sort of thing, it helps. My character is a butler who is from Great Britain, mm-hmm. and anyway, it's interesting to play that, to do research for that. I read a book, The Remains of the Day. I think there was a movie about it, mm-hmm. but it's just a lovely book. And trying to understand the importance and how the butler views what
he does. Is there an English actor that you kind of patterned your butler after? I think of John Gielgud, but there are so many that have played good English butlers.
Yes, it's kind of an amalgam of John Gielgud along with Downton Abbey characters. Mm-hmm. And then just some others. Just a little piece of this, a little piece of that. I try and let it be organic and not copy.
Yes, and the history of this is not really the Roaring Twenties. We've kind of moved this up a little bit to the late 20s, early 30s to encompass a little bit of a different atmosphere. But it's all synonymous with everything you think about in regard to those eras and the graciousness that comes along with it and the fun and the excitement.
So what about the costumes?
Well, the costumes are wonderful. I see that we don't have a whole lot of time left, but they are of that era. You know, one of the things I would like to do is just get right to the point that we are selling tickets at Theater Bartlesville.
I think that's a good idea.
Right now, Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. For members, the cost is $50 per ticket, and for non-members, $60 per ticket. Now, that is a 3-in-1 experience, so that is absolute exquisite cuisine. Mm-hmm. Served in a wonderful atmosphere with fabulous music and then a one-act short classic comedy to follow. So it is a wonderful 3-in-1 opportunity for a big bang for your buck.
And your members already know what they're getting, but the non-members get the opportunity to maybe other than the occasional show they've seen with Theater Bartlesville before, an opportunity to really get plugged into who's there and how they can
see more. Absolutely, and we sell memberships all year long. They're very inexpensive, $30 a person. And after this show, we still have two other shows remaining where there will be perks. You even get free tickets to shows and free entry into preview premieres for two more shows for the 2016-2017 season. So it is not too late to become a member at Theater Bartlesville. This is a membership perk, and we do present this for our memberships, but we do love to have other people come in and join us and see what we're doing and experience all the fun and excitement.
All right. So you are invited next month to go see the production on the 10th. Is that right?
It is on the 10th and the 11th.
Okay.
We will sell tickets till November 4th. That's next Friday, a week from today. So if you're interested in this production, you need to call me Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. You can leave messages on the recorder, and you cannot buy these tickets online. They must go through the box
Real
office.
Quickly, what's the phone number?
918-336-1900, Theater Bartlesville.
News is next.
Oh, and